Live from the No Panic Zone, I'm Steve Gruber. I am America's voice. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show. Fierce and fearless in pursuit of the truth each and every day. If you can't handle the truth, this may not be for you. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number one, more trouble in Michigan for Governor Whitmer and the Democrats as they say parents have no role in telling schools what to teach, when in fact state law says exactly that. Number two, in Virginia, the polar opposite, where the new governor, Glenn Youngkin, is delivering on his campaign promises of putting parents front and center. We'll talk about that. And number three, the Democrats are in full-blown meltdown right now. They know their control in Washington is fleeting and fading fast, and they're demanding to take over elections at the federal level no matter what. They're trying to ram through the unconstitutional changes that would put that into place permanently. Here are some of the things that they'd like to see happen. No voter ID. No citizenship requirements. Mass mail-in ballots. And, of course, their favorite tool to destroy free, fair, and honest, that's the key word, honest elections, ballot harvesting. So activists could come to your home and collect your ballot. They may even help you fill it out if you need some pointers. They may offer you some cash or maybe some strong words that you fill out that ballot correctly. But hey, that's all to defend democracy, right? It's what they claim. But you and I know better. And we are winning. Winning. And that's why they've gone full-blown desperate. Seriously. The bald-faced lies from the left are getting more and more shrill. They can see America's rejecting the socialist agenda, being rammed down the nation's throat. Americans are unified in saying no to the naked power grab by the left to run roughshod over the local and state control of elections. It is the last desperate attempt to hold power that they know is slipping away. And the totally corrupt Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, has brought it to a fevered pitch. This, you have to hear to truly understand. Go.
Abraham Lincoln, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, all of them with tears in their eyes for the departure from our democracy that is happening right now, unless the truth is acknowledged and this legislation is passed.
Yeah, you have to pass this legislation, otherwise Abraham Lincoln and the rest are all just weeping, weeping. Seriously? This is how desperate. But you see, if we don't burn down the Senate, if we don't destroy the Constitution, we cannot honor our democracy, which of course is not a democracy at all, but a constitutional republic. But these fools think they are smarter than Madison and Jefferson and all the rest. Let me assure you, clearly they are not. And of course, the radical agenda is a long list. It includes making the District of Columbia a new state, just 68 square miles in all, a tiny blip on the map. And the mayor, well, the mayor knows if they could put a scheme in place to turn D.C. into a state, they could game out two more senators. They would game the system, and these people are power hungry. They're tyrants, and they're frantic to put all of this through with or without the consent of the people, you and I. They don't care about that anyway, not at all. But listen to Muriel Bowser. She's the mayor of D.C. Listen to this.
Because we cannot talk about voting rights without talking about the disenfranchisement of 700,000 taxpaying Americans right here in Washington, D.C. A legacy of slavery and Jim Crow America. Today we're talking about the filibuster, but consider this. We wouldn't even be in this situation if Washington, D.C. had two senators, the two senators we deserve.
Just so we're clear on this, Washington, D.C. is the representation. It is the personification of white supremacy and slavery and radical, hateful America. Seriously, what is wrong with these people? How do you get up every day and hate your country so? How do you get up every day with this strange belief that America's a terrible place? Well, let me tell you something. Most Americans aren't waking up that way today. Most Americans aren't waking up that way at all. Here's something that ought to get the Democrats' attention at all levels, from the local level to the county level to the state level to federal elections. As Joe Biden's approval rating has plummeted over the past few months, the people that identify themselves as Democrats or Republicans has completely flipped to a place it hasn't been in a quarter century. For real. Gallup finding this out. An eventful one in politics. The political winds continue to become more favorable to Republicans in the fourth quarter, giving the Republican Party an advantage over Democrats larger than at any time in 25 years. Gallup polling wrote in an analysis. The final monthly survey of 2021 showed the parties at roughly even strength, although that still represents a departure from the historical norm of the Democratic Party having at least a slight advantage in party affiliation. But what Gallup conveniently papered over in that comment is this, in their own findings. In the fourth quarter, party support flipped as Republicans made gains, going from 44% to 47% of the people identifying as Republican, and Democrat affiliation falling from 45% to 42%. That means Republicans lead in how they identify. If you call Americans right now, how do you identify? Republican, Democrat, Independent. 47% of those asked would identify as a Republican today, just 42% as a Democrat. This should be an eye-opening wake-up moment for the woke left. It won't be, but it should be. We are winning. We're in a place right now where the Democrat Party is in danger of being destroyed, not by the Republicans, but by itself. The continuation of pushing these extreme notions that if you don't agree with us, George Washington is crying in his grave and Abraham Lincoln's rolling over and you're a white supremacist and you're a bigot and you're Bull Connor. If you don't agree with us, you're Bull Connor, you're George Wallace, you're a horrible human being, you're a bigot and a white supremacist. And the numbers are worse as you go down the board. From CBS, 62% of Americans disapprove of Joe Biden's handling of the economy. 70% disapprove of his handling of inflation. 52% say his policies are making the economy worse. 65% say he's not focused enough on inflation. 58% say he's not focused enough on the economy. You see, when it gets right down to it, my friends, it's the economy that he's destroying that is really putting us in a tight spot. And coming up after the break, I'm going to tell you about something that snuck up on us a little bit, but we're going to talk about here today that will make the supply chain issues worse. Worse. Canada did this over the weekend. They snuck it in. Joe Biden's going to follow suit. It's absolute insanity. Here's a hint. Mandates are a failure and doing real damage to this country and to the world. It needs to stop, but it's not. Good to have you here. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Leaning into it. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You might be wondering, what's Enbridge doing to keep up with the energy demands of tomorrow? As a bridge to the energy future, we're helping drive the change toward lower carbon and renewable energy sources. That's why we're modernizing our infrastructure to be more efficient and reliable, and why we're investing in energy sources like wind and solar. We are Enbridge, a leading North American energy infrastructure company, and we believe when our energy meets yours, the future is full of promise. Enbridge, life takes energy.
No matter where you are in life, here's a question to consider. Do you have the right financial advisor to help you navigate where you want to go? An Ameriprise advisor will take the time to truly understand what's important to you and help you prepare for whatever life brings, both the expected and the unexpected, by providing personalized advice based on your goals and needs, and regular reviews along with digital tools to help you stay on track. With an Ameriprise advisor, you can feel more confident, connected, and in control of your financial life. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor, Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
Would your business survive a disaster? Nearly two-thirds of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency, and 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now before it's too late. For a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.